This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in this hour of Good Day Health to talk about what else? I was going to say, there's not much going on in the world of medicine this week, so we'll take a flyer. We'll talk about playing golf.
It's a boring week.
Yes, it's a boring week. All right, so we do need to spend time. We've spent the podcast from last week, the most recent Good Day Health podcast with you, was a focus in part on the saliva test as the way for the coronavirus to certainly tracked down. And then we talked about the Z-Pak, and there still is controversy, mostly because, and this is my pejorative, this makes me crazy, and you as well, but you're more subtle about your expressions than I am with regard to all of this crap that's coming, these half-truths, the news media, and maybe I'm too generic when I say that because I shouldn't criticize all the news media, but too many people in the conventional, traditional news media have done a disservice. And one would ask, even though it's not part of our discussion here on this program, what is being gained by having these half-truths or just the facts wrong, especially when it comes to the Z-Pak and to the malaria drug. So, Ken, let's start there, and you bring us through any number of bits and pieces here of studies that have been done, how they've been done. It's sort of a hat trick of info here, right?
Doug,
drug combinations?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Hi. Doug, this is not about me, but let me just give a 10-second background about me, why I'm interested in this. I'm a trained medical scientist. I have an MD and PhD, and I know how to read medical literature. I've been on the front line of several diseases, new diseases in the past. When Legionnaires hit in Philadelphia, I was a medical student in the late 1970s. When HIV originated, and I was a medical student in 1981, and then I went out to San Francisco to finish training in the mid to late 1980s in San Francisco. So I was on the front line watching these poor guys one after another die. So I've been on the front lines. I know what it's like when you don't have the randomized controlled studies done on the treatment and you have to do what you can do at the time for dying people. And we have a new potentially deadly disease. In most people, fortunately, it's a minimal, mild to moderate disease. But in a subset of high-risk people, it is a deadly disease. And we know over 80% of people who get on a ventilator right now with COVID-19 don't get off it. And so we need right now the
best. They get off it after they assume room temperature.
We need right now the best available treatment. And the gold standard in medical research is the randomized controlled study. You give one group the placebo, you give the other group the medication, you don't know who's getting what, the people giving it out don't know who's giving what, so-called double-blinded, randomized, you have equally sick patients on both arms, both sides of the treatment, and you then evaluate the data, and you figure out whether the treated group did better than the untreated group. This is the double-blinded, randomized control study, the gold standard of medical science, of clinical research, and evidence-based medicine. And I'm an evidence-based physician, and I would love, with every single question that anyone ever asked me, that I have evidence-based answers based on this randomized controlled gold standard. But in the real world of medicine, on frontline medicine, unfortunately, you don't always have a randomized control to back up every question and answer that you have to give on a daily basis. I would love to have that, but I've asked questions on a daily basis where there's no existing randomized controlled data to give the answer. Tetanus is a great example. was never went through randomized control study, the tetanus vaccine, because it was felt that it was just immoral to do it. And there are other ways research comes out, the so-called case report, where a large number of patients are given the treatment, and you don't do a randomized control. In the same time, you use what are called historical controls. You compare it to the group. You know what happens when you don't give the treatment. And this is not the gold standard, but it's the next best standard of scientific clinical research, the so-called case report with historical controls. And that right now is the best level of data that we have on the front line treating a potentially deadly disease, COVID-19. And we have to use the best we have at the moment. And right now, I gave Doug a link. This is a link to a university medical school in Marseille, France. It's led by a French scientist, Dr. Didier Raoult.
Well, this is where this started. Right? The first treatments using this stuff started right here.
Yes,
right.
In Marseille, in the infectious disease department in the medical school in Marseille, France. Didier Raoult, he is one of the most cited infectious disease doctors in the world. In medical science, in research, one of the important ways you measure the importance of an investigator, of a researcher, how important their work is, how often their peers cite their work in a reference in other publications. And this is actually quantitated and scored. And Dr. Ayle is the most cited European infectious disease doctor and the seventh most cited infectious disease doctor in the world. So up until this controversy, although he has some controversy, he is an amazingly recognized doctor. He has several hundred, 200 to 300 people working with him, 200 to 300 publications a year out of his army of investigators. So just an amazing group in Marseille. And they're the ones who came up initially with this idea of hydroxychloroquine, which has been known to have activity against viruses in the test tube, and adding azithromycin, the 5-day Z-Pak, to the combination. And they originally published 26 patients. And Doug, one morning, sent me an email. He amazingly picked up on this and said, do I need a Z-Pak? And I'm thinking, a Z-Pak for a viral illness? What does Doug know? And so I then went.
Not much at that point. Hold on, Ken. I want to get to the root of this. We've got to take a moment or two.
But we've got to get to the facts.
It's not about the truth, because your truth may be different than mine. It's about the facts. And that's what Ken has, and that's what so riles me up and many other people who understand what's going on here. Well, we understand part of what's going on. We don't understand what the motive is, or do we, as to why this is being discounted. We'll talk more about that in a moment. You're listening to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida is here. I'm Doug Steffen with what has become, more than just a suggestion or a helpful hint. As Ken will tell you, 78% of the people who have a problem with this coronavirus, the COVID-19, are overweight. They have compromised immune systems. And because they're obese or overweight, all of their health issues are more paramount. But this one really gets to the bottom line. As Ken said, you got people put on a ventilator. Once they're on a ventilator, most of them don't come off the ventilator. And most of them are obese. So you learn that lesson, and you think to yourself, okay, I'm going to make a commitment to lose the weight. I'm supposed to be 30 pounds lighter, so I'm going to get on the program. I'm going to toploss.com. I'm going to use the discount code DJV, get this material shipped from their factory they're in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure exactly where they make this stuff. But it's a weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants in it, doesn't have any caffeine, doesn't have any drugs. It's all natural, and boy, does it work. And because of the situation we find ourselves in, they have become very cooperative. Buy 3 and get 3 free. Buy 15 and get 15 free. Any number over 3 that you buy, they'll double your order if you choose. So you can use it, you, your family, whoever needs to be on this program, get on it now. Save yourself and your family. Get healthy. Lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. during the 86% of people who get on the program lose the weight and are successful. It's the most fabulous way to lose weight, and it's easy. It actually works, and it's easy. Toploss.com, code DJV, get the savings and become healthy.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Dr. Ken is here with Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. He does. I do have a brain, and I do think about these things, and I'm very interested in having the right information, not only for me, but for most of you who are wondering about what the truth is, the facts. That's what Ken's presenting. All right, so what do we have? What are the facts regarding this study and the others?
Yeah. So this group at the medical school in Marseille, the infectious disease group led by Dr. Didier Rael, have been posting in real time their experience since they started treating with hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. And the key is that they give hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams three times a day for 10 days. So that's 30 total doses. And that's a key point, because if you're going to prove in a randomized controlled study that a case report without a live control is accurate or not, you have to put together a randomized controlled study comparing the same thing. The key with the Marseille group in France is that they advocate early treatment and also this hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, three times a day for 10 days, along with a five-day Z-Pak, azithromycin. And they have, on a daily basis, and I gave the link to Doug, he'll put it up on his website, on a daily basis they post how many patients they've given this combination after being diagnosed with COVID-19 and how many deaths they've had. And the data up to the moment of this show is a total of 3,040 total treated patients diagnosed with COVID-19, given 10 days of hydroxychloroquine, 30 pills, that's one three times a day, along with a five-day Z-Pak. So 3,040 patients treated. You know how many deaths as of this moment, Doug, they're reporting?
I think it was four or six.
12. Okay. So yeah. If you calculate that, it's a 99.996.
All right, so the question remains,
survival.
Why are these numbers and these facts not being presented? We'll deal with that in a matter of moments. Hold on. Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. And if you listen to his passion when it comes to this, he wants to help you and people you know, people in your family, people in your sphere, your friends, get the real story here. So we've presented the information about the Marseille study, which is one of three. And whether we speculate or not, or whether it's practical to speculate as to why this information is being choked, the information from these people is being held back by certain news media, World Health Organization. I mean, I know the answer to the World Health Organization is that they're controlled by China. And that's why they, you know, why have they come up with all of this stuff that they've come up with to sort of say in the nonsense about it didn't begin in a laboratory, began with bats. And who in their right mind believes that? The information is irrefutable and piled on top of another, on top of another, on top of another information about that. But I don't know, Ken, you and I have speculated in our personal conversations as to why this is going on.
Let's go on with the facts.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
I present, you'll put up on your website the ongoing accumulated data, daily updated in real time, the experience of treating diagnosed patients with COVID-19 with the regimen of a 5-day Z-Pak early on and 10 days of hydroxychloroquine, one 3 times a day, a total of 30 pills. And then the criticism among many physicians is that this is not a randomized controlled study, the Marseille data. And the Marseille group will agree to that. They think it's unethical to do a randomized controlled study because their treatment is so effective. But the gold standards, randomized controlled, we don't have time to wait because there are people today on death's doorstep and at high risk of dying, and they need treatment immediately. So what do? You base it on the best data you have. Hydroxychloroquine's been around, approved since the 1950s. Who hasn't taken a Z-Pak? And the group in Marseille, they recommend an electrocardiogram before you start the combination, and then 2 days after you begin, watching for what we call a QT interval. And the Marseille group has very safely given this combination when it's under this protocol. So doctors who know how to prescribe this These drugs have given it safely, and nothing in medicine is 100% safe. Nothing in medicine is 100% effective. If you hold any treatment to that standard, nothing will ever be done in medicine. But nevertheless, this is the data. And then I also gave to Doug a link on the manuscript of the first 80 patients that has been presented by the Marseille group. And in the details of that manuscript, you can see precisely the drug dose and what we call the schedule, how many times a day their patients take it, and then how many days duration of treatment. And that's a key detail. The Marseille group, again, urges early treatment with this combination, and they urge 200 milligrams three times a day for 10 days. And then I also gave Doug another link to the NIH proposed studies that will be randomized controlled studies testing hydroxychloroquine. And all of those studies are only 5 days of hydroxychloroquine and only 12 tablets, not 30 like the Marseille group. So I don't understand this. Maybe Doug can explain it to me. Why are the NIH proposed randomized controlled studies only giving 12 doses of hydroxychloroquine versus 30 doses in Marseille, France?
There is a good question to which there probably is an answer, and the answer is political more than it is scientific, so we'll let it stand. Your questions get people who are thinkers to want to go and look at this. We'll post them on the Good Day Health website, on the DJV Show website, and my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. It's 28 past the hour.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I didn't like the fact that he's leaving certain things. I want the states to open more than he does, much more than he does. But I didn't like to see spas at this early stage, nor did the doctors. Is that a correct statement, Deborah?
President Trump at the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing asked about Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp, who decides to open spas and tattoo parlors in addition to hair salons and barber shops as some restaurants reopening slowly across the state of Georgia.
I didn't like to see spas opening, frankly. I didn't like to see a lot of things happening, and I wasn't happy with it. And I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. I wasn't at all happy because, and I could have done something about it if I wanted to, but I'm saying let the governors do it. But I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. Spas, beauty parlors, tattoo parlors, I know.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There are plans to get things up and rolling in the state of Wyoming, which technically did not shut down due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Wyoming Republican Governor Mark Gordon is thinking about reopening his state, even though he says technically Wyoming didn't shut down.
We're working very hard on putting together plans that will allow us to relax in a careful way, in a thoughtful way, in a safe way, getting people back to work, getting our barbershops and our beauty salons and so on back working.
Gordon, speaking on Fox News, also addresses schools.
We know that the virus is still going to be here and our schools have got to get plans, so we're looking at seeing what we can do there to build good plans, get our students underway.
In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court gives environmentalists a partial win on the scope of the Clean Water Act. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details on this story from Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Supreme Court turning down the Trump administration's move on the landmark Clean Water Act. By a 6-3 vote, justices ruled that a loophole in the law supported by the administration is in fact unlawful. It's seen as a partial win for environmental activists. The perceived loophole deals with the flow of pollution through groundwater. Conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts joined the High Court's Democratic appointees in the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. It's Good Day Health. He's with us every weekend and during the week as well, depending on the program that I produce and what you're listening to. The most recent Good Day Health, the podcast that Ken's in, has a focus not only on the coronavirus, but this new blood test that reveals signs of 50 different cancers. If you want to find out what that is all about and how it may apply to you, the accurate number of diagnosed cases and how they're getting there with these tests. This is about cancer, and it's in the most recent Good Day Health podcast, which has Dr. Ken associated with it. These podcasts are available all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at GoodDayHealthShow.com, GoodDayHealthShow.com. So Dr. Ken is back here. Lake Cardiology is his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. Anytime you feel the need to get another point of view, or if you're having a hard time with this coronavirus, nobody seems to be giving you any kind of answer, you can do telemedicine with Ken. You just have to call the office to make the appointment, but he'll do telemedicine, which is what a lot of doctors are doing. Ken will not take 5 minutes. He'll take as long as it takes to get the information to you so you can understand where you are and what you need to do. So you want to call him for that appraisal, 352-735-1400. That's Dr. Ken, 352-735-1400 for updates and for how they apply to you. What do you need to know? Ask him, and he'll answer it. He's great at answering questions. That's why we have a segment on this program every week called Ask Dr. Ken, which is up and coming, questions about a lot of different health issues and problems that people want some answers to. Get the answers by talking to Ken, 352-735-1400, for your appointment. All right, so let's go to some of the weekly pages of these journals that you read, and stick with coronavirus for a bit, Ken. The focus on asthma, emphysema, heart attack patients. What do we know? What's the connection, the direct connection between the virus and these people who have these illnesses?
Well, one of the unintended consequences of COVID-19 is that other concerning illnesses are somewhat being neglected. Mm-hmm. And if you talk to the ER doctors, some of the most common ones are asthma, emphysema, where people have breathing issues and they're wondering if it's COVID. They're maybe misdiagnosing it and thinking they're just to stay home. They don't know, or they're afraid of going into the ER. Currently, the advice for COVID-19 is that you don't even come to the doctor's office. You don't go to the ER. You stay home in isolation unless you're rapidly progressing to a bad state or you can't breathe. And then you go directly to the ER with warning to the ER that you're coming. So a lot of people are either afraid to go near the ER right now, or they just think they might wrongly have COVID and they just need to stay home until it passes. And unfortunately, people are then getting into the ER with very bad asthma attacks, missing heart attack diagnoses, and an unintended consequence. So just a good thing right now is calling your healthcare provider, getting some advice on what you can do. Telehealth is a wonderful way. If you have a smartphone, it's easy to do telehealth. We're doing it in my office, and this also can help to figure out, don't make these decisions on your own, because a wrong decision here can be deadly.
Next in the queue here, the fact that the FDA has approved this test that we talked about, I think this is the one we talked about last week, or one of them, anyway, what does this test consist of?
Well, this is a new test we haven't yet talked about. FDA, in working with Laboratory Corporation of America, most of us know them as LabCorp, approved this week an at-home test. It's like having a Q-tip, but it's not a Q-tip, and don't use a Q-tip, because LabCorp will provide you with a sterile, looking like a Q-tip device that you can just put easily in your own nose, and then you put it in an envelope that LabCorp provides. You send it off to LabCorp, and they'll give you the answer. So you don't have to come to the lab. You don't have to wait in line in your car. You can do this all at home, and this should be available in the next 1 to 2 weeks.
Another focus on COVID-19, the infections. Let's take Los Angeles, for example. Why are they, according to the Department of Public Health there, so much more infected? What is it, the homeless? What's that story?
Well, this is the other aspect of quantitating, getting the numbers, of figuring out who's been exposed. That's the antibody test. And this involves trying to determine who has, in the past, already been exposed to the virus. As your immune system sees the virus, it launches an immune response. It makes antibody to attack. And the immediate is, and I don't want to get into the weeds, but the immediate antibody in an acute illness is called IgM. And then there's a chronic antibody that stays around called IgG. And if we could measure IgG antibody in everybody, we would know who in the past has actually been infected, because we strongly believe that in most people this is either a minimal, mild, or mild to moderate illness, and most people don't get the severe form of COVID-19, fortunately. And the L.A. County Department of Health, in conjunction with the University of Southern California, have been the first to test the antibody tests that have come out, gotten FDA approved, and are still being tested to see how accurate they are and whether antibody gives you long-term protection. That's the study going on right now. But what the initial study found was that there were up to 55 times more people who actually had antibody and therefore had been exposed to the virus already, mm-hmm, than was expected. So about 4 to 5% of the population already had been exposed, which was much higher than was expected, and which means that the so-called denominator, the number of people who have been exposed, and when you figure out the mortality, the numerator, the top numbers, the death from COVID-19, so what we're learning is the mortality, the death rate, is much lower than was originally expected and predicted initially, and it looks like the death rate will probably be close to the flu, which is about 0.1% in these from these early studies. The difference between the COVID-19 is it's more contagious than the flu.
But it's not more deadly.
We need more study here, but the initial testing with the antibody and more to come, it's looking like the death rate is approaching similar to the flu because so many more of us have already had this than we knew. And I think as we do more antibody testing with more and more better improved antibody tests, because this is just the first round, the first generation of these tests, I think we're going to find even more people. And then, you know, the scientists among us want to make sure we prove that if you have antibody, it'll actually protect you from future infection. And in my humble opinion, as long as the vaccine doesn't, as long as the virus doesn't mutate, and so far there's no evidence that it has, you don't know in the future whether it becomes a mutated virus, but if it continues the COVID-19 not to mutate, to stay stable, then it would seem to me if you have antibody IgG, you've been exposed, you have natural immunity, that's your get-out-of-jail card. You can go and live your life.
Well, that begs the question, why have we shut the world down if the numbers, when it comes down to the end of the world for these people, why, if they're similar to the flu, why we shut the world down? That's a political question. It's not scientifically based by any stretch of the imagination. Let's talk about Dr. Fauci and what he says about the lockdown in a matter of moments. But first, a reminder about how to stay healthy. This goes for whether you've got the problem now and you're worried about having the problem or getting away from the problem, or when times are normal, you want to stay healthy. And the best way to do it is when you're resting, when you're in bed at night, going to bed and making sure that you feel like the coziness that you have with clean sheets and pillows and pillowcases, but knowing that your pillow is clean as well. The only pillow in existence that you can wash and dry is the pillow from MyPillow. They're it. So as much as you want to be safe and secure and healthy, you need to have these MyPillows. And there are so many different ways, so many different sizes of pillows, so many different kinds of pillows, and you can buy them all now till the end of the month for 66% off the normal price. So the standard and queen size regular MyPillow that you can wash and dry, usually $69, now $24.99. That's just one example of dozens that you can find at MyPillow.com with all their pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you check out, and you will have this incredible pillow to use not only for you. Get them for all the beds in your house. They got great sheets, duvets, all that stuff at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV when you check out. MyPillow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus has been studying what Dr. Fauci has had to say, and the latest statement that I saw, Ken, was that he's wanting to look at the lockdown measures and whether easing them now is prudent. Some states like Georgia want to open up. Las Vegas wants to open up, but he says if you do it too soon, it'll lead to a big spike. Is there data from other countries that supports that, and are you in agreement with him there?
It's hard to second-guess Dr. Fauci. He's been around the National Institutes of Health leading infectious disease there since I was a medical student in the 1980s. He was on the forefront of the AIDS outbreak, and he was the one who was initially and forever trying to find an AIDS vaccine. That was his approach to it, and we've never found one. But he has been around these things forever. And he has been put in this position. And the real point is that this is a new virus. Nobody knows what it's going to do next. And his instinct and experience is telling us, you know, to slow down. And, you know, is his crystal ball better than my crystal ball? Who knows? Only time will tell. And the second guessers are going to come at us aggressively and furiously.
Let's go back to what you said about the facts regarding the virus and the flu. What happens if the coronavirus and the flu collide, if they are both around next fall? They've been around this year, so why would it be any different? There is sort of a collision, or are we talking about, you know, maybe the two of them merging in a sense? What's the term you use?
Well, an important fact is, a couple of important facts is that the coronavirus seems to be more contagious. If you get it, you will spread it to more people than you will if you get the flu. The flu is a little less contagious. The thing is that we have a vaccine for the flu, but still, on an average year, 30,000 Americans will die from the flu.
Well, the flu vaccine doesn't always get to the flu that's there at the moment.
That's an issue, and also only a small fraction of Americans, yourself included, take the vaccine. A couple of years ago, 60,000 Americans died from the flu. So these are numbers, sad, but this is what we see from the flu on an annual basis. And the thought is next year that if coronavirus comes back, and that's still yet to be determined, and it'll come back around the same cycle as the flu, and to have that 1-2 punch against those, especially of us who are vulnerable, that's a concern. So obviously next year you want to take the flu vaccine even more than you might have in the past. And I take it annually, and I would certainly recommend, think very strongly next year about taking the flu vaccine. And will we have a vaccine for coronavirus? We don't know. Most people estimate about a year to get a vaccine if we get one.
All right, Dr. Ken, up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Questions for Dr. Kim Kronhaus, who's a very important part of lots of broadcast episodic adventures we have here. I said, you're Ken, I'm Doug. Here we go. Questions, and most of the questions are, as you can imagine, about the virus, Ken. Can my cats get the coronavirus? I've seen a couple of stories about cats getting testing positive. What is there about cats that would make them susceptible to this?
It seems that transmission of the COVID-19 illness can go from humans to cats. It doesn't go from humans to dogs so far, but in fact, in the news just a day or two ago in New York were a couple of cats that have tested positive from their owners. So it can move from humans to cats, this new bug.
All right, what about toothpaste? This is a question about brushing one's teeth and whether or not if you use toothpaste. I think it probably depends on the type of toothpaste, but I'm going to let you address this. Is there a lot of sugar in toothpaste, and does that spike your blood sugar levels if you're brushing with a toothpaste that's got a lot of sugar in it? I'd like to know.
So are we talking about toothpaste causing COVID-19 or toothpaste causing diabetes?
Toothpaste causing blood sugar problems.
Just don't swallow the toothpaste, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay, that's pretty. How many people do you know? Did you ever? There's an old story about the fluoride in toothpaste. I've gotten you to talk on the record about fluoride, something that I'm not a fan of. But there have been studies suggested that a youngster, 4 or 5 years old, got a hold of a tube of toothpaste and swallowed it all, would kill him because of the fluoride in it. What do you think of that?
Just in general, you don't want to swallow toothpaste. There are actually kid-safe toothpaste, so the kids who do swallow the toothpaste, I mean, all of us who have kids know that that happens, and we used to use for my daughter a kid-safety toothpaste, so they loved it, they could swallow it, and it was safe. So that's the way to get around that. Just make sure until the child clearly understands how to use toothpaste, just use the kid-safe toothpaste.
Kid Safe toothpaste. All right. Next up, I'm looking for questions that aren't necessarily about the virus, not necessarily
impossible.
Easy. I know. Yeah. The immune system. How can you give us a simple explanation as to how the immune system, what should we be eating or what should we be taking for supplements to improve our immune system, or are there drugs that will enhance our immune system? That's a pretty good question.
It's amazingly similar to what we tell you how to keep your heart and circulation healthy. So you want to eat a healthy diet, and my favorite is the Mediterranean diet. You want to get exercise once the doctor tells you it's safe, and with the gyms closed, I know how challenging it is right now. You want to get enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours for all of us, and good quality sleep. You want to get, and boy, this is a hard one, get the mental stress out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then supplements. You want to, talk to your doctor about it, but zinc, vitamin C, these are the ones, especially with the virus, that look pretty good.
All right. Now, following up, I'm just sifting through the questions. Here's another question about supplements and what they do. Is it possible that if you take some of the CBD oil, for example, or other mood and relaxation dietary supplements, that will make it easier for you to fight off the virus? Can you be, if you're worried, if you're fearful, does that charge up your body and make you more susceptible versus being relaxed and your body behaving normally, are you less susceptible? Yeah, I think you get the drift
of
the question.
Let's apply to NIH and get Dr. Fauci to fund a randomized controlled study.
So that's the answer to that. Vitamin D, back in the focus, lots of people are talking about vitamin D because that's been very prevalent as a discussion topic among immunologists and doctors who are not necessarily from traditional medicine, saying you got to have vitamin D in order to fight off the coronavirus. Is that true? Vitamin D, the most important vitamin?
Well, it's an important vitamin, D. Just make sure your level is adequate, and that is part of the process of having a good immune system, one of the many parts.
So what are you taking? What are you taking in a couple of seconds? What do you take for supplements?
I take a multivitamin that has 1,000 units of vitamin D in it. I'm also in Florida, and unless you're living in a cocoon, it's hard to have a low vitamin D level.
Right.
But some people do. It's not 100%. But especially like yourself up north, you need to check.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, another version of Ask Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.